Mornings on SEN.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I ask you, did Luke Hodge save his old teammate Eric Hipwood from suspension with that behind the goals vision that the champ put out a few days ago? Well, Hipwood last night walked out of an AFL tribunal hearing $2,500 lighter in the pocket after being found guilty of a level of carelessness in pushing Ryan Gardner into umpire Jacob Mollison. But the Lions forward, ultimately, and most importantly for Brisbane, is free to face the Bombers this coming Sunday at the Gabba. Staying in Queensland, Stuart Jew's on the verge of signing a new contract at the Gold Coast Suns. A season of sitting on the hot seat and with the spectre of Alistair Clarkson hovering, well, it's about to be cooled by a new deal. Gold Coast, they're 7-8, mathematically still in the finals race, and all that despite a glut of season-ending knee injuries this year. The players are happy, they're signing on, and it would appear the coach is about to follow. Speaking of coaches, what has Brendan McCullum done to England? From stale, tired, and conservative to swashbuckling, rockstar-like aggressors. They call it Baz Ball. It could easily be Baz and Ben Ball, given how Ben Stokes has taken to the captaincy. And the latest chapter was the biggest successful run chase in the history of England cricket, easily hauling in 378 to beat India. The final 119 runs made in rapid time on the final morning at Edgbaston overnight. Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow in unstoppable form. And I suspect Adam Gilchrist wouldn't mind pulling on the whites in a Baz McCullum side. We'll chat to Gilly a little bit later on. Civil War continues to rage in golf. The fight for rights between the PGA, the DP World Tour and LIV Golf entering the courts. The defectors have scored their first victory. The suspensions of three golfers who played in last month's LIV event in London have been stayed for now, and they can compete in this weekend's Scottish Open. And so can another 13 of what has already become known as the Sour 16. The us and them divide in the pro ranks has Billy Horschel calling a lot of the LIV players hypocrites and liars. And then there's the defectors like Graham McDowell saying they deserve the right to choose and to earn a payday after 20 years of toil. Golf journalist and author Robert Lucetic is in the US. He's going to join us to try to make sense of it all.